You're the 2011 SCAC Soccer Championships in Birmingham, Alabama, on the campus of Birmingham Southern College. I'm joined by Oglethorpe University head men's soccer coach John Aiken. Oglethorpe getting the win tonight over Southwestern 2-0 in the second men's SCAC semifinal match. And coach, first of all, congratulations.
Thank you very much, Russell.
Coach, just first of all, your opening thoughts on how the game played its way out tonight for the Peachels.
I thought we played our game. We kept the ball the whole time. I think the shot count was 9-0 in the first half. We hit the bar. We scored in the first 2 minutes on a great run from Aaron Walker. We hit the bar probably about 15 minutes later. But again, I was amazed by the effort and the heart that Southwestern had to come out the day after playing a very physical match versus Colorado College. And till the 90th minute, every single one of their players was fighting till the end, scrapping for every ball. I honestly don't have any idea how they found the energy.
Coach, you mentioned that early goal by your senior Aaron Walker. How important was that for your team to get on the scoreboard early in the first 5 minutes and really set the tone?
We were hoping that we could get two or three goals early and break them and really kind of sub some players out. But the reality was their keeper made a couple of huge saves, and we really didn't find the back of the net, just once. So,
Coach, your defense posted a shutout tonight. Just how did they look, their shape, and moving forward going into tomorrow? Obviously, you're going to have to have a good defensive effort against center.
Evan Perkins, they're number 14 and they're number 7 are very good players. And I thought we did a good job of keeping possession of the ball to keep it away from them. But at any moment, they could score at any time. And I think we did a good job of keeping our shape in the back on counterattacks, as well as Frank Peterson had an outstanding commanding performance and goal. He really stepped up. Mark Lavery, as usual, Nikos, our first class in the back, and Justin Graves on the left, and Taylor Spiel on the right, had outstanding games.
So. Coach, with the win, you move into tomorrow's championship game. Oglethorpe playing for the SCAC title. How's that sound?
Exciting.
Coach, as you go into tomorrow, we look forward to you face center, who's coming off a huge emotional win against Trinity this afternoon. You played center earlier this year and defeated them 3-1, but obviously very familiar with them, having just played them 2 weeks ago. As we look forward to tomorrow, how difficult is it going to be to re-gear up to play a game team the second time in just a couple of weeks?
Obviously, what an outstanding performance from center to knock off Trinity. No matter how you do it, what style you do it in, to beat a team of their quality says a lot about their program. We've seen center, but it was a good battle at our place, and I think it's going to be a grudge match of who has more legs left and who finishes their chances. They're a very good side. We respect them a lot, but again, we've got a good team too, so we'll see what happens tomorrow.
Moving to tomorrow, what's going to be key for the Peachels to get the result that you're looking for?
Taking chances. We've lost 3 games this year. And in all 3 losses, we had chances to win the game. And if we take our chances well, we'll win. And if we don't, center could beat us.
Oglethorpe University head men's soccer coach John Aiken. Again, the Peachels getting the win tonight 2-0 against Southwestern University, moving into tomorrow's SCAC championship game. Coach, congratulations again and best of luck tomorrow.
Thank you very much.